astral projection. Astral projection is the simple and surprisingly common process of the spirit taking temporary breaks from the body that houses it. The break might be momentary, and the spirit might stay in close proximity to the body for the sheer exercise of it. Or it might be a more distant experience in which the spirit projects itself to some specific location, which in the dimension of the spirit realm takes no longer than the blink of an eye. A client recently told me a story that perfectly illustrates the instantaneous and sometimes unintentional nature of an astral projection experience. She was in a meeting with several other executives at a major communications company in Houston. One moment she was seated in her designated chair at the long oval conference table, glancing with no conscious concern out the bank of windows at the city skyline. The next moment, she was in the back seat of an Explorer that was careening wildly off an ice-covered mountain road and crashing down a rocky embankment, landing upside down among a stand of massive pines. She saw her husband behind the wheel, his airbag deployed, the left side of his head covered with blood, and the Explorer's driver's window fractured. She saw her brother in the passenger seat, his airbag deployed as well, unconscious, his head hanging at such an odd angle that she knew his neck was broken. He was pinned in place by the passenger side of the vehicle that had crushed in around him against a tree. She vaguely noticed a chaotic array of groceries scattered everywhere around her in the back seat, and the seeming impossibility that in this otherwise awful, grotesque silence, a football game still blared loud and clear on the Explorer's radio. An instant later, she was in the conference room again, so shaken that she excused herself and rushed to her office to call the cabin near Vail, Colorado, where she was joining her husband and brother that weekend for a skiing vacation. She looked at the clock as she waited for someone to answer. It was 3:36 p.m. When no one answered at the cabin, she tried both her husband's and her brother's cell phones. Her heart in her throat when neither phone even rang. In the blurry days and weeks that followed, she learned more and more of the details. The Explorer had hit a patch of black ice and careened off the road on a trip back to the cabin from the grocery store in the mountain village a few miles away. A driver coming from the opposite direction witnessed the accident and called 911 at 3:24 p.m. Houston time. My client's husband died instantly of a skull fracture as a result of his head hitting the driver's side window. Her brother died of a broken neck on the way to the hospital. A paramedic at the scene commented later that there was something jarring about the sound of that football game still blaring away as if nothing had happened. See what I mean? Astral projection. A spirit trip from a conference room in Houston to a winding mountain road in Colorado in less time than it takes to say the words. In this case, as much as my client loved her husband, it was her profound spirit connection to her brother from this and many other lives that propelled her to his side when she knew he was about to head home. A perfect example of how, even here on Earth, the laws of time, distance, and gravity become irrelevant when the spirit takes over. So closely related to astral projection that they're almost indistinguishable is the phenomenon of astral travel. But very often, as you're about to see, during astral travel, we actually experience the trip itself as well as the destination.